Since its founding in 1926, the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce has been a catalyst for the success of Greater Nashua's diverse business community. Through advocacy, building connections, and professional development, each episode of Chamber Chats spotlights two local businesses sharing their unique journeys, services, and successes. Whether you're a business owner, community member, or curious about our region's businesses, Chamber Chats is the perfect way to connect and get inspired. Welcome to Chamber Chats.
Good morning, Nashua. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM, and you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. I am Alyssa O'Mara, Programs Manager at the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, and I will be one of your hosts today, along with Ashley Theobald, our Marketing Manager.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
You can find us here every other Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. thanks to our generous sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. Marketing Manager plug, be sure to give both Chamber Chats and GNCC a like and follow on Facebook and stay up to date with all of our amazing events and programs. Our first guest today is Jenna Lavallee from McLean Middleton. Welcome, Jenna. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I just voted before coming over.
Happy Election Day. Happy Primaries Day.
I know. Get out there and vote if you haven't already done so.
Yeah. Where were you voting this morning?
I was voting in Hollis at the high school, Hollis Brookline High School.
Very nice. Was there a big crowd this morning?
There was a pretty good crowd out there.
Okay. So you're joining us from McLean Middleton, talking politics, already jumping right off. Does McLean have, I know we have an advocacy, you know, group at the chamber. Do you guys do anything for advocacy, or are you solely focused on like business law and personal and all that stuff?
So McLean Middleton's a full service law firm. So we have attorneys. I'm a business lawyer. We have litigators, tax attorneys, all different types, trust and estates attorneys. And we do also have an advocacy, I guess, division, you might call it, up in Concord. And there are a few lobbyists who work up there, but they're separate from the law firm.
Okay, okay. And now Concord, Nashua, Manchester, where else? Because we're in Massachusetts now, too.
Yes, so Concord, Nashua, Concord, Manchester. We have attorneys who live and volunteer in Nashua area. We have a Seacoast office as well as offices in Massachusetts, both in Woburn and Boston.
Amazing.
Yes.
And I obviously was peeking at the McLean Middleton website beforehand. Over 105 attorneys now with all those locations. And you have some pretty big names at your firm as far as like New England goes, correct?
It's true. We do have a great group of attorneys. We have everyone from former attorney generals of the state of New Hampshire to just well-known litigators who've helped people in difficult circumstances get through their litigation. And we work with some of the biggest businesses in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And we also have practice areas. I'm involved with the education law group. And so we do a lot of work with independent day and boarding schools. And that's one of the practices at the firm that's actually international. So not only New England and the U.S., but working with schools around the globe.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is. Awesome.
I had no idea. Fascinating. And I'm just going to do another shameful plug here, but you are also a recent Leadership Greater Nashua graduate, correct?
Yes, I am. And I can't say enough good things about the LGN program. It, in every way, exceeded expectations. It's a fabulous program for professionals from the Greater Nashua area to get to know each other and also to make a difference in the local community.
Yeah, I think that, so those of you listening, Jenna and Ashley were both on our LGN alumni panel at our Leadership Greater Nashua kickoff retreat this past week. And I have to say, we had someone on the alumni panel this year who I had not heard speak before. He was from the original class in 1995. So we're in our 30th class this year. Mm-hmm. But he gave us the history. And I think it really, honestly, you know, I love the program to begin with, but it changed my perspective on it a lot. Did it for you as well? I mean, hearing that the reason that this group was formed was actually to be the next generation of leaders. Should something happen within the city, they wanted people from all different industries to be able to come together and fix whatever the problem is. It really gave me goosebumps. Like,
It was great to hear. And I wasn't aware of that history. And I know that there are other leadership programs throughout the state and at the state level, but I never really knew why the Greater Nashua program existed or how it was founded. So it was amazing to hear that history and also, excuse me, to make that connection to the alumni network, which I think is another huge benefit for, especially for people like me. I grew up in New Hampshire and then moved away for a long time. And so to come back and be able to connect with people and get to know other professionals and organizations in the area has been a really amazing experience.
Yeah. And I have to say, Jenna, you were an integral part of your class's project, obviously. You stood out as one of the leaders and really are still highly involved. We're finally finishing the grand opening of your project. But do you want to talk a little bit just quickly about what you guys did for a class project?
Yeah. So we had a fabulous class project where we raised funds to build a science, technology, engineering, art, and math room at the Nashua location of Girls Inc. And in order to do that, we had to hold a few fundraisers and really come together as a group. So we had a music night at Panucci's Ale House, where they were great hosts. We also had a wildly successful trivia event at the Nashua Country Club, where we had close to 200 attendees playing trivia, participating in a 50-50 raffle, buying items in silent auction, and just really coming together as a community to support the LGN program, our project, and the amazing work that Girls Inc. does.
So incredible. Super proud of you guys. So you mentioned that you were here, you're native to New Hampshire, and then you left for a while and came back. What brought you back to our great state?
Well, I had lived overseas for many years, and I really was ready to move back to the U.S. I lived in London for well over a decade, and my kids were born there, and it was just the right time for my family to move back to the U.S. It was an amazing adventure being overseas, but it was time to come back and be closer to family and get down to building a life in New Hampshire again.
That's awesome. And did you come back and immediately start working for McLean? Or
I did not. I came back, and I actually had to take two bar exams to be able to start practicing law, because I previously had taken the New York and the Florida bar exams, and I had taken some time off from practicing to be home with my kids and work in a few privately held companies. And so I needed to take the New Hampshire and Massachusetts bar exams before I could start practicing here. And so I spent a summer taking the Barbary course, prepping, and I took the New Hampshire bar exam up in Concord, which was a really fabulous experience for a stressful exam. The then current attorney general actually came to the law school and knocked on all the doors and wished us best of luck on the exam before it started, which is so unique to New Hampshire. I can say that that did not happen in New York, in Florida, or in Massachusetts. So,
real touch of home there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. It was a very nice touch and in a stressful moment. So I love it. I hope they still do that.
I hope so, too. That's fantastic. And then, so what is your specialty with McLean? And can we talk a little bit about McLean in general, the different reasons people may reach out to you or how they might utilize your services?
Sure. So I'm a corporate lawyer, which is I work with businesses. And I also work, as I said, with nonprofits. And so the independent day and boarding schools tend to be nonprofits. So I do everything that a business could need. I draft contracts, review contracts, form LLCs and corporations. I help people work through business issues that have a legal aspect to them and really act as a counselor in some ways. I do some securities offerings. So if you have investors coming into your business, that's usually qualified as a securities offering under the New Hampshire and federal securities laws. I enjoy working at McLean because it's a full service law firm. So if we have a client that needs a will and a trust, they would be able to work with a specialist who does trust and estates law. But if they also, as is quite common, own a business, they'd be able to work with me or another attorney in the department on their business matters. And if they own real estate holdings, there are real estate attorneys who can also assist them there. So it's the full service nature of McLean.
One-stop shop.
Exactly. And so if we can't help you, we also make sure that we can try to put you in touch with someone who might be able to help you. And that's what I view that as part of my job, because McLean is one of the bigger firms and not everything rises to the level of needing that level of service. And maybe that level of fees might not be suitable for a certain type of business. So we try to say, you know, if we're not the right firm for you, here are a few other people that you may be happy talking with and seeing if that works for you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's I view that as an extra service that I try to provide so that someone leaves happy, whether or not they decide to work with McLean.
Mm. Wow. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats, live on air at WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM on Facebook and on WSMN.live. Jenna, just to tack on to what you were just saying, I will say that I have actually, for a friend, had to reach out to McLean. I know I went to you first and you connected me with someone, but I just have to say that every person that I spoke to, whether they were an attorney, a paralegal, or someone's administrative assistant, they were kind. They were very sympathetic to the situation. It was just, you think of attorneys and you often think like, all business, and everyone was so empathetic and kind. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So,
That's so nice to hear.
It really was. It was a sensitive subject, and to have that kind of energy being put back and not feeling like you're just like making an appointment at the doctor's office or something, it was really lovely. So, kudos to everyone that you work with for
that. Thank you. That's really great to hear. I think that's one of the important, it's one of the values that McLean has. Giving that high level of client service and really just recognizing that these issues that clients are facing, whether it's a business issue, a litigation issue, a divorce, whatever it may be, that it's very personal and important to that person or business, and to never lose sight of that.
Absolutely. Is there anything you would like our listeners to know specifically about McLean? I don't even know, like anything perhaps in the Nashua area. I know you have some attorneys in this area that are highly involved in the community. Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I know that community and nonprofit is a huge part of working at McLean, if
yes.
I understand correctly.
It's true. The firm has a community service committee so that we could do service projects in the community. But what I really love is that McLean supports its attorneys when they want to serve on nonprofit boards and be involved with organizations with things like sponsorships and just supporting the time that we're spending away from our practice of the law to give back to the community, to be involved with organizations that we're passionate about, and to try to help with the process. For example, I sit on the committee that organizes the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter annual gala, which is coming up on November 2nd. So look for tickets and come to this amazing event and help the mission of the Soup Kitchen. So McLean is a sponsor of that event, and they support my efforts on that committee and to support the mission of the Soup Kitchen. So I couldn't ask for more in terms of an employer who really recognizes that the work we do outside the firm is incredibly important to us, and that they want to be there with us supporting the time that we spend away from work, away from our families, and devote to the community.
That's incredible. Mm. What a great company to work for. And how long have you been with McLean now?
So I joined McLean in 2019, and then I worked for a public company for a few years, and then I came back to McLean. So it's actually the second time I've been with the firm. And there are a lot of people like that at the firm. They'll work as an attorney, and then if an opportunity comes along to work at a public company or to get involved with politics or to serve in some other capacity, and then people will bring that experience back to the firm, which I think enhances our skills and ability to understand our clients. So having worked in both privately held and public company helps me understand what businesses are facing. If you work with a corporate lawyer who's never worked anywhere other than a law firm, that's a very different experience, in my opinion, than working with a corporate lawyer who's worked in a family business, worked in a public company, and has seen things from the inside. Very different from working in a law firm, providing services.
Absolutely. I mean, you have hands-on experience as that's opposed true. To just book knowledge, right? You've applied everything that you've learned. Do people ever come back and totally shift directions as far as where they were in practicing law after they've taken a hiatus? Like if they go into politics, do they come back and end up being like, I don't want to do corporate anymore. I'm here for whatever.
I think what I've seen is that people who shift their practice, they're people who shift their practice areas, and the firm's very flexible about that. There are a lot of women who have taken some time away from the practice of law who've relaunched their careers, and they've done that at McLean. And so some of those women will shift their practice areas, or will have attorneys who grew up in New Hampshire, worked in New York, specialized in one area, and then want to do something slightly different or completely different at the firm. But I think the firm knows that someone who has good reasoning skills, writing skills, analytical skills, and legal skills can make that transition to another practice area. So I will give McLean kudos for hiring a lot of women who have stepped away from their practice, sometimes for a few years, sometimes for many, many years, and then having them relaunch and become incredibly successful attorneys at the firm.
That is incredible. They must feel so supported in those roles. Like that's, and as a woman, we can definitely all appreciate that for sure.
Yes.
So you mentioned the Nashville Soup Kitchen. Where can people find tickets? Are they on sale right now? I know you plugged the date already, but plug it one more time.
Okay. So the Nashville Soup Kitchen gala event, Helping Hands, I believe that tickets are on sale now, and you can find them on the Nashville Soup Kitchen website, nsks.org. Mm-hmm. If you have any problems, you can always call the Soup Kitchen office and ask for more information. But you should be able to find, if it's not already there, it'll be out shortly on social media. And we'll be pushing out information about the event into the community. So I think last year there were over 370 people in attendance. So it's a super fun event with so many activities. So it's not the sort of event where you just come and mingle and sit at the table.
Yeah.
We do a sparkle and shine where boxes are sold, and one box contains a very special piece of jewelry. There's a treasure chest where you can buy tickets to the treasure chest, and it's filled with with nips and lottery tickets and things like that. So it's a very active event, I would say. So you can come and have a lot of fun with friends and family and support the mission of the Soup Kitchen while doing it.
That's awesome. And where will it be this year?
It's at the Event Center at the Marriott.
We love
one of the biggest locations.
Yeah, I say we do a lot of stuff with them.
Right? We love the Event Center. They're always so good to us, and been to plenty of events there. Well, that is fantastic. I hope you have a wonderful turnout for that event for sure. Is there anything that you would like to share, perhaps, for people who are newer to the Nashua area, as far as getting involved, as someone who left and came back again? I did the same thing, and I know when I came back, I was like, I don't know anyone. How do I just know my mom. Like, how do I meet people? Do you have any suggestions for anyone who's in a similar situation, perhaps, coming back new to the area, new professional?
What I really love about New Hampshire is that people are very open to meeting up for a coffee, talking about what they do for a living, and making those connections. I think all you have to do is put yourself out there and ask. Mm-hmm. When I had moved back, I just started attending New Hampshire bar events and talking to the people there. I spoke with attorneys because I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, and I did end up joining McLean. I would say LGN is a fabulous way to meet people and to see the same people over and over the course of 9 or 10 months to really build those relationships. And of course, do the legacy project where you have to come together as a team and with a project that results in something concrete for the community. So I think that's a fabulous way to really meet people and build connections. And when I come together with LGN alumni, what I hear over and over and over is that the people they met in their class are people that they still remain friends with and that they interact with both socially and professionally. So if they need to know something or if they're looking for a sponsor for an event that they're involved with, they reach out to their LGN classmates. So I would say just dive into whatever you're interested in and people will be very receptive to you calling them or emailing. And then think about doing LGN or getting involved with the chamber.
Well, thank you for that shameless plug. Will we be seeing you on Thursday at the Alumni Mixer?
Yes, I am looking forward to the Alumni Mixer. I can't wait to go.
Same. We have over 50 people signed up already, so it'll be a good group of people. And as always, the Law is our fabulous host. And shameless plug for Lisa Law and her radio show. You can catch it here on WSMN. And so we look forward to seeing you there for that. Last thoughts, anything that you'd like to share? How can people get in touch with you, perhaps, if they have questions, if they need legal advice, if they just want a friendly face at McLean before they try and figure out what path to take? Is there LinkedIn or email or anything?
Yes, so I'm on LinkedIn and my profile is on the firm's website. I have a tricky to spell and tricky to pronounce name. So you can find me Jenna, which is spelled G-E-N-A, LaValle. I am one of the many Franco-American people from New Hampshire. And actually, as I look out this window, my grandfather had a pharmacy called Rice's Pharmacy that was right on the bridge on Main Street in Nashua. So
that was there for quite a while.
It was, yes.
Oh my gosh. When did that close? It was in the 90s?
It was sold. I don't know. I don't know the history off the top of my head, but it was there for quite a long time. And then it ended up being sold to another family.
Wow.
But it was a bit of a Nashua institution.
See, look at that. I love the history. Mm-hmm. You're a Nashua staple. There we go.
I was born at St. Joseph's Hospital.
Look at you. I can't even say that. I was born in Boston, so it doesn't count. Ashley is from the other side of the world.
Yeah, I was born in a different time zone.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you. Jenna, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Listeners, when we come back, Alyssa and I will be joined by Colleen Pentland-Lolly from Spectacle Live. If you were listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM, live and on the air and online at WSMN.live and Facebook. And we will be right back with this short break.
Ooh.
Whether you're shopping along 101A, working out at one of the many boutique gyms or studios in the area, or simply enjoying a nice day out with the kids, you need healthy fuel to keep you going. Look no further than Clean Juice Nashua, your local neighborhood juice bar. Hi, I'm Mary Beth Fiango, owner of Clean Juice. We are located at 2 Cellu Drive in Nashua. Clean Juice is the only USDA-certified juice bar that offers you the purest organic, cold-pressed, never-processed juices, smoothies with hemp and whey protein, acai bowls, like our fan favorite, the Berry Bowl, in small bites like avocado toast and barbecue chicken wrap to help you thrive and stay on the go. For more information, visit us online at cleanjuice.com or stop by at Clean Juice 2 Cellu Drive, Nashua. Stay fresh, stay healthy. We look forward to serving you.
Catalyst, a person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living, and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD-ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
Welcome back to Chamber Chats. My name is Alyssa O'Mara, and I am here with my co-host, Ashley Theobald. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. You can also watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. Don't forget to give us a like and a follow.
And thank you again to our sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. And a big welcome to our second guest today, Colleen Pentland Lally from Spectacle Live. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
We're so excited to have you. We're going to jump right in. I know we chatted a little bit very briefly via email. So why don't we just start by telling us a little bit about Spectacle? Because I think people often aren't really sure with the Performing Arts Center. They're like, it's the same thing. They don't understand it's a separate entity that is running everything behind the scenes for us. So little history, perhaps?
Sure, happy to do that. So Spectacle Live has been around for 12 years. It was founded in 2012 right here in the Merrimack Valley. It's a family-owned business, and we do run the Nashua Center for the Arts. So that's how most people in the Nashua area have become familiar with us. But we do run performing arts venues from Newport, Rhode Island, up to Laconia, New Hampshire. We're involved with 11 performing arts venues in the area, four of which we fully facility manage full-time. So Nashua Center for the Arts being one of those, where we are in the building 24/7. We run the lights and the heat and clean the building and do all of the staffing, box office, soup to nuts. So the city of Nashua has hired Spectacle Live to operate the building. So in that category is also the Lowell Auditorium and Colonial Theater up in Laconia, New Hampshire, and the Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island. So those are four fully managed venues in our portfolio.
Such a random fact, but I lived in Cranston for a while, and I'm familiar with that theater. Such a random place.
Yes, yes. We just took it on. Our first shows will be in Cranston starting in October.
Wow.
So that's our newest venue.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how are things going over here at the Center for the Arts? I know we have a lovely view. Those of you listening can't see it, but we are right across the street.
We do. No, it's been fabulous. It's one of my favorite buildings. It's beautiful, brand new. We Spectacle Live took part in the consulting and the design of the building. So we had a lot of input on the back of house, on the sound and lights. So it really was a beautifully constructed building. And it is, we get just absolute glowing remarks from artists who come into the building and just can't say enough about the sound, the stage, the setup, the audience. So it's been really wonderful. And in the first year of operation, which was April to April 2023 to 2024, we had over 100 performances between our ticketed performances and non-ticketed events. We had probably close to 90,000 people that went through the building. There were 14, I believe, nonprofit events that were hosted at the venue in addition to our promoted events and then privately promoted events. So just a spectacular success from all accounts.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So Ashley and I did Leadership Greater Nashua together, and we actually got to tour the facility right at the end of construction. So it was still being worked on, but we got to see it from the inside, like right towards the end there. And then since then, I've been to a few performances, and it's just beautiful. And we've been to a million nonprofit, all of those nonprofit
all
events, probably.
All of them.
I would imagine many of them. And I have to say, I mean, the amount of nonprofit events you guys do is incredible. I know that United Way did their karaoke event last year there, and we're doing it again this year.
Yes, coming up soon.
I was in that with one of Elena, who also worked at the chamber with us. We did it last year because we figured it would be the only time we ever got to stand on that stage instead of in the audience. So it was a wonderful experience. If someone wanted to rent the venue, for an event like that, who do they talk to? How do they go about doing that?
So we do have a web form on our website, which is NashuaCenterForTheArts.com. And there is a page where you can go and see information about renting the venue. Kathleen Tormey is our private sales person who will immediately respond to you should you put in a request or give her a call. Her name and number are on the website. And we do, you know, certainly as part of our community benefit to the city of Nashua, we have deeply discounted pricing for local nonprofits should they want to rent the venue for an event. But otherwise, we do weddings, corporate events. We can do seminars. We could do trade shows. It's an incredibly versatile building since the seats do retract all the way to the back. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways that the building can be used.
Any weddings yet? Anybody book a wedding?
We do. We've had, I want to say we had our first wedding in the last fall. I know there was a tour for a wedding this morning when I was there,
and
we have a couple of others booked.
Look at me, I'm a psychic. I knew that was happening today. How about community initiatives that you guys have going on? What are your ties to the Nashua community and the arts community here? I know that we have a lot of art organizations. Positive Street Art is highly involved locally. I know when I've been in, you're always featuring artists on the walls in there. It truly is a center for the arts in every way.
Yes, and that's actually the reason it was named as such. The person who made the $1 million anonymous donation for naming rights purposefully said they wanted it to be named the Nashua Center for the Arts instead of just a performing arts center. So we do have the Sandy Cleary Gallery in the first floor, and that rotates quarterly. I think the new rotation is happening in the next week or two, and so they're always free viewings for the gallery openings in the evenings once a quarter, so you can check our socials for those. And then as part of our commitment to the city of Nashua, we do have community benefits built into our operating kind of cooperation with the city. So we donate 2 tickets to every single show to the library. So if you go to the library's webpage and go to their calendar where you find the museum passes, you can go in and see if there are tickets available and try to claim those tickets. So 2 tickets to every show are donated, which is great. We also have a community ticket program, which there's also a page on our website for community benefits where different local nonprofit organizations can request tickets. And should there be tickets available, there's I won't bore you with how the sausage is made and the promoting business, but should there be tickets available that we're contractually able to give away, we do try to meet those needs. We give hundreds of tickets to nonprofits for raffles and silent auctions. So we get those requests all the time. So we do our best. I think we gave away just for the Nashua Center for the Arts almost 1,000 tickets last year. Mm. So we do a lot of that. And then we have performance spaces that can be made available to nonprofits. We work closely with the Symphony, with Safe Haven Ballet, with other organizations for deeply discounted rates on having the nonprofits come and perform. And we actually gave away a high school scholarship last year, which is in conjunction with our partnership with Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union. So thanks to their generosity, we put out the information about a scholarship to high school seniors in the city of Nashua who are pursuing performing arts in higher ed. And it was wonderful to see the different high school students have been deeply involved in the Peacock Players and their school bands and all kinds of community arts. So it was really it's just really wonderful to stay close to the community and hear about those types of opportunities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I will say, actually, we did a benefit for one of my friends earlier this summer, and the Center for the Arts generously donated a package of tickets for us to auction off as one of the silent auction items. So thank you.
You're welcome.
In person for that. Let's see. What if people wanted to become a sponsor?
Well, that's my specialty. That's what I do.
There we go.
So I'm glad you asked. We do have all sorts of sponsorship opportunities at the building. Anything from you know, starting with just some logos on our websites and emails, which we have an email database, I believe is over 60,000 people at this point. So it's really deep into the whole Merrimack Valley and up into New Hampshire that we reach many, many people through all types of digital marketing. So we can do anything from just some simple branding in the theater and branding on our digital assets all the way up to highly customized sponsorships that it can include, you know, pre-show announcements to the theater, big social media campaigns. We do in-person activations. Last fall, we gave away 2 tickets through Spirit Airlines, so can really partner with brands to connect in person with our patrons as they come into the theater. So there are many, many ways that we can partner, bring brands to life, bring community benefits, like we have tied in hosting events with high school students and things like that that can be tied into a sponsorship you know, presented by your brand. So there are really creative ways that we can promote different businesses locally should anyone want to be a sponsor.
And if they did want to be a sponsor, how would they get in touch with you, Colleen?
So I know my name's a little tricky, so we made it simple. CPL@spectaclelive.com is my email. It's also on the website under our sponsorship page.
Perfect. That's amazing. Any good shows coming up that we should know about?
We have a ton of good shows coming up.
Exciting.
So I did want to mention to your audience that we really take pride in the array of types of artists that we bring into the building. So we have comedy, we have bluegrass, we have country, we have global, we'll have Buena Vista Social Orchestras coming. We have a number of really fun Irish Celtic acts coming through. We have a huge holiday lineup coming up. We have the Fairy Tale of New York, which is an Irish holiday event, the Vienna Boys Choir, which is my personal favorite. I see them every year that we come through with the Vienna Boys Choir. They're fabulous. So don't miss that. It's really a special, special concert. Sean Healy's Celtic Christmas is coming. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is a holiday party. Ooh. It's a fun one. Sarah Evans, for the country art fans out there, is doing a Christmas tour. Canadian Brass is doing their holiday tour. The Tenors is doing their holiday tour. So we have a huge holiday lineup.
Wait, you have the Tenors coming?
The Tenors, yes.
Oh, I might have to do that. My dad loves them.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
They should be a lot of fun. And then an interesting act that we have coming is LA. It's the world-class dance troupe from New York, and they've traveled globally. And it's I haven't seen them personally, but I'm looking forward to seeing that. So that's coming on October 24th for those modern dance enthusiasts in your audience.
Wow. That is quite an array of shows coming up. Yeah. And everything is available online. Everyone can get their tickets online.
Correct. Or at the box office, which is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. And a special hint, when you buy them in person at the box office, you avoid some of the ticketing fees. So it's a little bit cheaper when you go in-person purchases at the box office.
I wondered why Lori always walked over for her tickets instead of buying them online. Because our office is so close. So when she's gone to shows, she's like, I'm walking over to get my tickets. Mm. I'm like, why buy them on your phone? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There you go. So
I love that.
Secret.
So anything else that you feel like our listeners should know about Spectacle Live? I know you mentioned your other venues. If people sign up for your mailing list, they can see everything for all the venues, or is it just specific to the one they
select? So if someone goes to our website and clicks on the sign up for the mailing list, it will give you check boxes and you can select any of the venues that you would like to receive emails for. So if you're kind of close to Nashua Center for the Arts and the Lowell Auditorium, then you can just get emails for those. So you can pick and choose so you don't get inundated with everything. Mm-hmm. And then one final, I guess, shameless plug for the Lowell Auditorium is the Lowell Irish Festival is coming up this Saturday, from noon onward. It's going to be fabulous. It's presented by Guinness. There will be lots of Guinness. There will be a mobile mini pub village. There's three stages all day, and the forecast is spectacular. So bring your kids. There's yard games. There's Irish food. There's Guinness, among other things. So it should be a great day. So a little shameless plug for that, since it's only about 25 minutes away from here.
Perfect.
You're speaking my language with Guinness. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats. We are live and on the air at WSMN 5090 AM 95.3 FM on Facebook and on WSMN Live. So Colleen, talking about Guinness and big upcoming events, are you guys, I guess my curious question is, so you've got quite an array of theaters that you cover. Are you guys looking to expand to more, or just kind of hanging out where you are?
We're always open to adding to our portfolio. At this stage, we do get a lot of inbound inquiries from venues, or I think Nashua really put us and Nashua on the map with the way the Nashua Center of the Arts was built and funded. It's a very, very unique situation that most municipalities, cities, or towns cannot pull off. There are many, many places that we have been in discussions with for some time that are, you know, with this lovely building, however many millions of dollars away from having something come up. So because of the success of this theater, we have other cities and towns that have come and said, we would like to build the same thing. Can you help us? So it's really, it's special that we were able to work and successfully help this city with this venue. So we are contacted frequently. Yeah. So should a building like the Park Theater in Cranston come to us, and it size-wise fits our portfolio, geography-wise fits our portfolio, and we think there could be a good partnership, then we are always open to new discussions.
That's awesome. So how do you guys just have artists come and find you guys, or do you have somebody who sets out to kind of book up all these great venue, but
we have a coming. Full-time booking team. Yeah. So, you know, no artists do not, well, some artists would like to come directly to us, but we work through agents. So we are constantly seeing who's touring through the area. We're also, probably another dark secret, we're constantly competing with other theaters in the area for the same acts. So I know your audience and you all have probably seen many of the same acts that tour through, and sometimes they come to the NCA and sometimes they go to other venues. So that's just part of the business. But yeah, we have a full-time booking team that's looking, again, to meet what we feel is a good addition to the arts here in Nashua.
Yeah. You guys have had a lot of really good acts come through, especially like when you first opened up. I was like, man, all these are great. Like, and it's nice because, you know, as Alyssa had mentioned too, our office is right down the street, so it'd be an easy date night to walk into. Yeah. So
yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear you've enjoyed the lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I actually was super bummed. My mother and her sister and friends are all huge ABBA fans, and I missed that one. I missed the boat on it. Didn't see it. Is it coming up?
Let me tell you. ABBA is on October 4th at 8 p.m.
Oh, wait, I didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it.
Oh, my God. Well, then I'm going to have to get some tickets for it. I absolutely will. So have to ask, a lot of Irish mentions here. Lally, should we? There a familial thing going on there? We celebrating all the Celtic pride.
You know, I do come from an Irish Scottish background, so it's always fun to see that. But I think it's just, I'm not sure, and of course I'm not allowed on the booking team at all because that is not my expertise, but people really enjoy the Celtic music and the Celtic culture. We have, you know, knowing the Lowell area very well and getting to know the Nashua area. There are deep roots in these towns, especially from the Industrial Revolution to Irish culture. Mm-hmm. So it's something that the shows are fabulous. The music's wonderful. And I think we just tend to see a lot of those tours come through. So I don't think we're throwing our weight there on purpose from that standpoint. We are actually in the process of booking a lot of Latin music and things cool. like that. So really digging into some of the other cultures. I think I lived in Miami for 10 years and the Buena Vista Social Club was hugely popular when I was there. And now we have the Buena Vista Social Orchestra coming in another month or two. So we like to have all kinds of music and different cultures mm-hmm. come through the building.
That is fantastic. Do you have any need for volunteers or anything, any assistance from people, or is it all fully staffed now? Because I remember at the beginning I had a few friends who were volunteering and then as ushers and things, kind of just to stand in the back and see shows. But
yeah. No, we do. Again, as part of our commitment to the city of Nashua, the economic impact, one of those things is from the job openings. We do staff from the local population here. We have part-time staff, we have full-time staff, and we do have volunteer staff. So we are always looking for ushers, we're always looking for part-time concessions, event staff, box office staff. So our openings are always on our website under the job careers section, but we're always looking for ushers, and those are volunteer positions. And once the house loads in, those volunteers get to watch the show for free.
That's a pretty good perk. You want to do a show with me, Ashley?
I'll do a show with you. All whenever right. you want.
Perfect. We're going to pick one and volunteer. Obviously, still a newer building in the Nashua area, a newer project, we'll say, even though it was in discussions for many years before. I remember going to the initial meetings in like 2014 and 15 about it. Any challenges that you feel like you had to overcome as an organization and that you feel like you have overcome, perhaps any myths that needed to be dispelled, things like that?
There were many myths that we try to dispel. I think that, in the process, the fundraising process and the overall consulting and there were certain things that people would hear that might not be particularly true about the building. But I think now that it's here and it's working and we're booking a wide array of different types of arts, a lot of it's been dispelled. We've had many people come through and say, wow, we're really impressed. We didn't think it would work. We didn't think this or that. And it's really a beautiful building that I think impresses a lot of people. So there were little things here and there. And as with any new construction, I don't know if anyone's built a house or moved into a new office, there's always little things that come up. But mm-hmm. overall, it's been very smooth. I mean, this isn't our first time. We know how to run a performing arts venue. So I think just trying to get past some of the negative comments that may have been around. I think it was overwhelmingly supportive, and the success is kind of in the numbers and how people have really come and enjoy the music and the arts that we're bringing to the community.
Awesome. Yeah. What's your favorite act that you've seen come through, and did you get to meet them and have like a little celebrity moment?
So I try not to go anywhere near where the artists
are. You don't want a fangirl?
No, I just think it's a little, I always thought that the meet and greets are a little awkward for meeting people who probably don't want to talk to you anyway. My favorite, let me see. There's been so many that have been great. Again, the Vienna Boys Choir is always one of my favorite shows. I have to say Debbie Gibson's coming, and I'm pretty pumped about that. So that'll be a kind of a throwback to my my childhood. I don't know if it was elementary or middle school, but Debbie Gibson will be a fun one.
And this is the Debbie Gibson, not like a cover.
This is not a tribute. This is the Debbie Gibson.
Do you know who that is, Ashley?
I have no idea.
You want to sing a little, Colleen?
I'm smiling and I'm nodding like I know, but I have no idea.
So yeah, Debbie Gibson, her biggest hits. I think I was probably in maybe fourth or fifth grade. So think late 80s, early 90s. She was a huge star, and apparently she's been having a bit of a comeback, so
I'm here for that. I love a good comeback story. All right, so Debbie Gibson is coming. Is there anyone, dream guest, I know you're not on booking, but if you could pick one act or show to come to Nashua, what would it be?
Oh my gosh,
I know, tough questions.
Well, hopefully my husband isn't listening to this because he'll make fun of me because he knows he's the musician in the family. Well, I mean, my favorite band is U2. So I mean, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
So I'll just go
and I do know who they are.
Okay. I would be I'd be scared if you didn't. So.
Yeah, that would be a real problem, actually, if I'm being completely honest.
I'd be scolded all the way back to the office after this.
All right. So you heard it here. We're trying to get Bono.
I'll get the booking team on it.
All right.
Insured. Individual tickets will start at $50,000.
That's fine. I volunteer for usher position for that show.
I'll help that night. Yeah.
Perfect. If people want to get in touch with you, you've already given us your email address. And if they want to book the venue, there's that sheet online. Socials, are you on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook? Should they follow?
We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. I think that's all. And yes, they can follow us on all of those channels from our website.
Okay,
we have a very active social media team, so we're always posting. So you'll always see all of our posts come through and follow our stories. We have a fabulous team.
That is awesome. Yeah. And I think that we'll probably be at the event center soon for something. We have the YMCA annual. Well, the YMCA is doing their annual event there, and then our
karaoke
is coming. I have to see if I'm doing that this year. Elena, I'll be calling you if you're listening to see if we signed up. And then our holiday business after hours, we host there every year and it's always lovely. Yes. So if you are a chamber member or are interested in being a chamber member, please make sure you reach out. That's a great one to attend to see this beautiful venue and get to know some of the fabulous community at the chamber. Any final thoughts, Colleen?
I don't know. I guess one other holiday event that I should also mention is the Gerald Dickens
with Fortin Gage.
With Fortin Gage.
Yes.
That they are hosting. And that I saw the beginning of it. I was unable to stay for the whole thing last year, but it is fabulous.
Absolutely.
So family friendly. It's just a really wonderful Christmas event to attend.
That's his grandson, right?
Great grandson.
Okay. Yeah. So, listeners, if you're not familiar, it is the story of Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol story, but it is actually told by his great grandson, which is just
great grandson.
Yeah. We're jumping
the line. It's a
one man
show, and it's he really embodies the story and the era, and it's fabulous.
What a great way to keep a memory going.
Really, it's fascinating. Interestingly, did a big project on Charles Dickens. Turns out that's one of his least favorite stories he ever wrote, but it is the one he is the most famous for, which I thought was very funny.
Isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah, you're always famous for the ones that you
don't love.
It's like when you have a bad hair day and everyone says you look great. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Ashley, we have a couple minutes left. Any events that we should be chatting about? We have our alumni mixer on Thursday at the Laws House. So if you have not signed up, you can do so at the NashuaChamber.com events page.
I really want to push our young professionals social that we have coming up on Thursday, September 19th. We're going to be at Axe Play. So if you're listening, you don't have to be young. Come hang out with us. We've got 2 free hours of axe throwing.
There will be a cash bar. We will have complimentary pizza for everyone and
raffle prizes.
Yeah, and we can fit up to 80 people, I believe, was our max cap. So if you have not signed up, as Ashley said, we are young professionals, young meaning anything you wanted to. Young in age, young at heart, young in your profession, young to the Nashua area. So come meet and greet. It is not a member-based event. So you do not have to be a chamber member to attend. Other than that, business after hours is this Wednesday, the 11th, at Axel's Throw House.
Yes,
so we're doing a lot of axe throwing. Back to school time. Everybody's apparently getting their rage out with their axe throwing.
We also have a ribbon cutting tomorrow for one of our new members, Telica Imaging. It is going to be 10 a.m. right next to Bistro 603. So they do at pretty minimum cost CT scans, MRIs, stuff like that. So come check them out. And then I think we're just kind of floating into fall.
Yeah. Next big announcement will be the spring chamber trip. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be announcing that probably on the next show, I would imagine. that is all the time that we have right now. So, Colleen, thank you so much for joining us. Ashley, it's been a pleasure as always. Listeners, join us in 2 weeks when we will be joined by two more Greater Nashua Chamber members. You've been listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590, 95.3 FM. Don't forget, you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN Live. Make sure you give us a follow on social, and we will be chatting with you again soon. I'm Alyssa O'Mara. Thanks for tuning in.